Welcome to Arise Life, a community of believers being equipped, empowered, and released into their destiny. For more information, go to ariselife.org or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
I heard somebody say, the role of a father in the house is not to be the voice of God, but to recognize the voice of God and point you to it. You just heard the voice of God. You understand that? It's really, 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 really important that we learn to recognize the voice of God in each other's mouths. We'll talk about this more next week, but I'll just reference this. Jesus, at the wedding of Cana, he had never done any miracles. He had done nothing, right? And there was a problem. And Mary goes, Jesus, over here, we don't got no wine. He goes, honey, yeah, do whatever he said. He's like, it's not my time. Jesus, God with skin on, needed to hear the voice of God through Mary. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Some of you have been raised in environments where the voices are determined by age and by gender. Jesus apparently didn't have that problem. Jesus, as a child, manifested wisdom in the temple. Jesus, as a man, received wisdom from a woman. Jesus, who are the ones who recognize Jesus? You know what? Women. Who's the one who recognized? He said, she's preparing my body for burial. Mary anointed his feet. Who are the ones? The men are like hunkered down in the hurricane position. Quiet! And where are the women? The women are like, time to go get Jesus ready for burial. And they're like, they're the ones who go, oh, by the way, guys, hey, guys, open up.
We can't. We're too scared.
Listen, I got a message from Jesus.
He's dead.
I know he's alive.
What did you say?
Open the door.
What did you say?
Open the door. He's alive.
You're crazy.
Who's crazy here, right? No, the reality is your ability to recognize the voice of God is the difference between life and death. What you heard was time and time again, people had listened to the voice of God for themselves. They sat down and allowed, gave someone permission to hear God for them, and then they recognized the voice again. They didn't abdicate authority for other people to hear for them, right? You heard it again and again, confirmation. You heard Stephanie say, I heard this, 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 and they said that. You heard Isabel, this, I heard this, I did this. This is what I want to say. You can't abdicate authority over your own ability to hear God. But likewise, Proverbs says, he who separates himself seeks his own desire. Don't separate yourself. You need the voice of God. If some of you are like, God is silent. No, it's because you're all by yourself. Anybody here got somebody you're in your life and you're like, they're so dumb because they don't listen? Don't nudge people. Don't nudge. No nudging. People are like,
I've been telling you that for weeks.
No, what I want to say is this. If you get alone, you get dumb. If you get alone, you become stupid. You become dense. You become deaf. You become dumb. And you can't hear. You don't let people just hear for you, but you allow them to confirm. You allow them to bring wisdom and discernment. You heard again and again and again. Women, I love the testimony. I've never had women friends like this. Ladies, you all build relationships at a level that we men are like, whoa, how do you do that? Women will go, what? Now, did you talk about your feelings?
I have them.
Right? You know, women will be like, what did you guys talk about at men's night?
I don't know.
Oh, you're just lying. No, I really have no idea what we talked about. No, we honor that. We honor the ability to build deep relationships, but the enemy has turned that against you. He's made other women the scariest people in the world because they have access to your heart. But you cannot go it alone. Some of you ladies have made vows in your heart, I'm never going to trust a woman again. And you're dying alone. I honor you women who were brave enough to come out to play this weekend and brave enough to make yourself vulnerable to one another, to allow friends at 1:30 in the morning to invade your personal space and do business. That's the reality. I love Dina said, I didn't know I had anything. Anybody here, you know really well what your friends need help with? And they're like, community brings wisdom. Community brings wisdom. And so I want to say this, no shame. If you weren't there, heck, I wasn't there. But no, if you weren't there, no shame. That would have been shameful if I was there. You're right. No, but no shame if you weren't there. They were a living, walking sign of what's available 365 to all of us. But it takes the courage to invite other people into your life. The courage to go to events. You're like, yeah, that's kind of sketch. I don't know. I only do 5 stars or more. It takes a moment of courage to say, some of you are like, I will have relationships with people who look like Jesus, 100%. No. No, yeah, but seriously, some of us have created standards where we will only have relationship if there's no pain, if everybody's perfectly honest, perfectly whatever. The reality is you're going to be all alone, and that really sucks. And you're not going to grow in God. You're just going to become weird. And this is the beauty of this. I love. Did you hear? I see. This is what I'm saying. I'm just pointing out what you already heard. 2 things that just stood out to me is God moved through yoga, through food, through flagging, through roommates. He moves through natural stuff. But we've been trained that God moves, like we're waiting for that. And God's like, want to make a sandwich? So you want to build a snowman? No, seriously, you don't. He wants to do day by day natural stuff with you. And I love, one of the great things, I love Jamie a few months ago. She was like, I want to get women together to do mighty things for God. And Masha said, or you could just invite them to do stuff you like. And what do you like? I like thrift store shopping. They had an amazing time thrift store shopping. You don't have to make it. We're getting together to fast and pray. Fast and pray and then go to the Mexican restaurant. Whatever. Or fast and pray and then the waiter brings your food. I don't care. But the reality is you need... Yeah. Pray very fast. It depends on the service, the quality level. But what I want to say is, God wants to walk with you. I love what Jesus said to the disciples. He talked about it last week. He's walking along, and they go, "Jesus, where are you staying?" He goes, "Come and see." We have to. If you want to bless people, you have to be vulnerable to let them in. If you want to be blessed, you need to let other people in. And so we. The biggest thing for me, anybody had this testimony? I'm going to land it right here. This is your testimony, and you were told this is the normal Christian life. You ready? Watch this. Jesus, I'm at a conference. I'm at a camp. I'm at a retreat. I'm going to hell. I'm back at a conference. I'm at a retreat. I'm going to hell. Anybody? It's okay. The normal Christian life is a roller coaster. That's what it says in scripture. I don't think they had roller coasters. Well, he meant it. No. We're told we are to go from glory to glory. Not glory to hell, the glory. To hell, the glory. Hell. Glory. That's not what Jesus died for. That you may have life more abundantly with a very large hole at the bottom where it all drains out. Don't dumb down the promises of Jesus to the level of your pathetic experience. What I want to say, though, is, do you know how you take that and go from glory to glory? Is you take what it was. How did God meet each person? Through you. You can't take a cabins with not the perfect level of service that you might have liked with you, but you can take friendships, you can take relationships, you can take people. And this is the last thing is, be aware though, A, they're not perfect, But B, the devil will come in as a liar at 3 a.m. and tell you they hate you. And he's a liar. And the only way you'll find out they don't hate you, that what they did was an accident, the only way you'll find out that the division that has been placed between you is a work of the devil is if you're courageous enough to climb over that wall and say, I'm hurt. Not, you did this to me! But I'm hurt. And allow God to rebuild those connections. I promise you, some of you didn't even last to this morning. You actually had three times over the weekend where that happened, where people hurt you. It's going to happen. The question is, do you value, recognize your desperate need for those relationships more than your need to protect yourself? You've got to make the choice. Because otherwise, in 1 week's time, you will be back where you were a week before the retreat, only worse now because you remembered how good it was. If we could have the worship team come up. One last thing is, we're called to be a nation of priests. So you saw a bunch of priests up here. And the reality is a priest has the ability to give away what they've received. Each person you heard who has a testimony, some of you heard that testimony, and you're like, I want that for me. Now listen, if I'm at the mall and I want to buy a watch, which store do I go to? The one that has shown me advertisements for watches. You saw advertisement. So now you know where to get what you want. If you saw a testimony and you want that for you, I need you to find that person and ask them to pray for you. Be courageous. They've got what you want. If we could stand. Father, I thank you that you do things not halfway, but in fact, your plan from the beginning was family. You said it's not good for man or woman to be alone. And in fact, when you were building community, you didn't do one or two or three on a little island getting weird. You got 12 together and got seriously weird. Lord, I thank you that you are good. And only with you and your empowerment can we come out to play and be in relationship with each other. We love you. Lord, do your work today in us and through us.